Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is really interesting. We talked about technology and some of the things that are going on, but you know, they've been, you know, the capability of our phones right now, they're amazing because they can do so many things. They can follow our dot anywhere right now on any given map. We talked about how Google Maps now has just got a new upgrade, and the quality of these pictures, Pat, I mean, are amazing. I mean, you can see in the windows, you can see cars, license, well, they grayed out the license plates. One such house that I looked at, it had the person getting out the house. I mean, you can get that removed, by the way, but it has a person outside their home.
Wow.
And everything is just being seen. Well, right now, what's happening with technology and the way it's advancing, according to the Register, Apple, the folks that make, you know, the iPhone, they're plotting a home invasion, if you will. And they, right now, they say that the market is moving forward. Remember, technology has to continue to advance. I mean, it went from the iPod, you know, you had a separate device to play music, an MP3 player, and now you had a separate device for the phone. You know, when it first came out, I'm like, oh no, I don't want to combine both of those things together. There's no way they can, this technology was new, and now I'm what they call, I guess, an early adapter to technology and normally get things before they become, you know, mass market. And so I was used to using a PDA at the time, was called a personal digital assistant, and they were talking about combining both of those, and because it was the beginning stages, I didn't think, well, could you really combine both of those and it could work right? No idea of the technological explosion that was about to happen in the last 6-7 years and how they seemingly, and really Apple did a great job creating a product that, I mean, is top-notch quality. It works. It works all the time.
Amazingly.
So they've moved, to not just the iPhone. You know, before we joked on the previous program, we're going to have an iPhone 20 one day. But the iPhone 6 is coming out. But then they're going to wearables now, where they're putting the technology with, you know, the phone and MP3 type music capabilities and internet search capabilities on watches, kind of like Dick Tracy used to have years ago, you know, some of the those different type of things going on, and as well as necklaces, a pendant that'll do everything.
You got the Google Glass.
Yeah, you have Google Glass glasses that allows you to, you know, see and search and do those different things. And so now that the next area that they really want to conquer, if you want technology, is your home. They want to have a smart TV, and those TVs have come out now. They have internet search capabilities. You can have apps on your flat screen now, and you just connect. You have Wi-Fi on your, it's one big giant computer screen. Well, the home invasion is not over. Apple now is creating app technology now that's going to allow you to basically use apps, your phone, your iPad, to control other things in your home. I mean, that's coming out already. That's the next stage.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. So now you can run the entire house now.
Your lights.
Yeah.
Security.
Yeah. All of it on your on your iPad. Well, Google is not going to stay far behind. Google right now is in communication, according to Z News, to get cameras. They're looking at acquiring a closed circuit television camera company called Dropcam. And apparently what these cameras do, for $150, Pat, $150, you connect them to the internet, and you buy the camera, you connect them to your wireless network, and it allows you through your iPhone or your iPad to view anything that's happening inside your house. And Google wants to buy that for a small fee now. You can actually pay to have that recorded 24 hours, 7 days a week. Cameras in your house for quote unquote your convenience, so that you can remotely see what's happening in your house. But my question is, if I can remotely see what's going on in my house on my iPhone,
who else can see it?
Hello, exactly. Who else can see it and record it? What are we doing? Cameras in our homes, cameras in the streets. We have digital devices that are tracking us. Listen, don't fall asleep. It's going to come a time where we're going to have to get off of this probably technology and go down to paper and make sure that we're just abiding with God. We have our Bible. We have our journal. And we just, that's all we need. That's all right. We need. We can not, you know, fall to this stuff. We can stay with paper. It really does work.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.